If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to another episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. I hope everyone's holidays were not too extremely painful. I know the holidays can be obviously a very tough time when you're navigating a breakup. And as we're moving into a new year, 2025, I wanted to do a topic that I know a lot of people are struggling with. And I think especially, I'm just noticing right now on social media, there's so much online about manifesting for the new year and planning your New Year's resolutions and all the stuff that comes with the new year. And I know that when you're going through a breakup, not only is the present very difficult, the future is also very scary. It feels like the future is, first of all, not what it seemed, however long ago your breakup happened. It's, you know, there were probably a number of things that you had planned even for 2025 that are just not going to come to fruition because the breakup happened. So there was probably some concrete things that you had planned that are no longer happening. And then there's also this whole idea of the future you had planned just in general, whether that was concrete or not. You thought you were going to marry this person. You thought about the kids that you might have with this person. You thought about the trips that you guys would take at some point. You thought about growing old with this person. So the future can be a really difficult thing to think about. And again, it's when I think when we're going through other difficult things, we can escape into the past of thinking about good times. We can think about the future and give us something to look forward to. But when it comes to a breakup, the past feels a little sour because it's someone that you're no longer with. The present is painful because you're actively dealing with the breakup. And then the future feels scary, or it feels not even scary, just not something to look forward to because it just looks so different than how you thought it might. So all that being said, hopefully that validates maybe a feeling that you had or maybe didn't even realize that you had. So I want to validate that, yes, the future can look very scary. And as we're in, you know, approaching the new year, I want to give you some tools that will allow you to look forward to the future again, because I do think regardless of whatever hard thing in life you're going through, I think it's very important to have things to look forward to. And this isn't even necessarily goals, although goals can be a good thing to set. I think it's also just, I don't know, having a sense of hope moving forward. And part of what I'm going to talk about is having some very concrete things that you have to look forward to. In March, I'm going to this, or these are the things that I want to do this year. So today's episode is going to be set up is I'm going to be talking about 3 different categories that I think are all very important when it comes to looking forward to the future again as you're navigating a breakup. And those 3 categories are stuff that you and your ex had talked about or had plans for. So dealing with that, because I think there is some level of needing to clear some things away or finding replacements for things that you did have like concretely planned. the stuff that you and your ex had talked about, but that wasn't necessarily kind of really the gist is reacquainting yourself with things that you like. I think that's a really important thing. And then things you've always wanted to do. So first thing is the stuff that you and your ex had talked about or had plans for. And you've probably heard me talk about this on other episodes, but it is very important that you don't just completely wipe the slate clean after a breakup. I know there's some temptation to want to do that, but the breakup itself is already very jarring and traumatic. I think it's good to have some anchor points of things that are still a little bit familiar. And I think most of us, as we go through relationships, we do pick up things that we like, or we find things that maybe we wouldn't necessarily have found, whether that be music taste, activities, hobbies, places that you like to go. So what I would recommend is make a list of some of the things that you were looking forward to doing with your ex, whether that is a vacation that you guys had planned next year, a concert that you were going to go to, and then look through that. And then realistically, again, this won't be right now, especially if your breakup is fresh, this won't be right now. If your breakup happened a bit ago and you're feeling better, this is something that you could tackle right now. But realistically, look at what are some things that you would A, like to do, like to still like to do. And I give that example all the time about hiking. Hiking is something I picked up with an ex. I felt like with the breakup, I lost that as well. So having things that you can hang on to. So was there a concert that you were going to that you were really excited about? Realistically, is that something you'd still want to go to? And the second question to ask yourself is it something you feel like you could handle? And if it's something way down the road, I would say, assume you will be feeling better by then. Make a plan with a friend. So if you guys had a concert planned, ask a friend to go with you. Sometimes that could be one, a reminder that you still have things that you picked up from your ex. It'll give you something to look forward to. And it's one of those things, again, that you can reclaim from the relationship and give you more of a sense of power and control. So I would look through all the things that you had planned. It could also be things that weren't necessarily like concretely planned, but things that you guys had talked about. Maybe you guys talked about learning how to scuba dive someday. I don't know, something like that. Is that something that you'd still want to do? So going through those kinds of things and picking out a couple things that you can take power over, reclaim, something that will, you know, and something that might seem difficult at first, again, recruit a friend to do it, but take that upon yourself. The second grouping of things is going to be necessarily apply to everyone, but I know there's a lot of people in this community that are similar to me, where in relationships, at least I used to be very much a chameleon, where I would really adopt things that my partner liked or opinions that they had. And, you know, there are probably things that you could take a look at and realize, you know, I didn't really like that. And so being able to celebrate that. So I'm just going to throw out an example here, but maybe your ex really liked to golf, or maybe they really like to spend time with their family and you didn't like their family, and that's okay. And so being able to say, okay, wow, I don't have to do that anymore. Like, I don't have to go see this person's mom that I did not vibe with. I don't have to pretend to like football on Sundays. I don't have to pretend to like this show. So these are things that I can clear out and will give me more of a sense of excitement and hope moving forward. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What do you want your 2025 story to be? Every January brings you 365 blank pages waiting to be filled. And with you going through a breakup, I know your 2025 might look different than you thought it was going to be. But life isn't about resolutions that fade by February. It's about picking up the pen and becoming the author of your own life. Think of therapy as your editorial partner, helping you write new chapters and creating the meaningful story you deserve to live. For me, after taking some time off of therapy, I've decided to restart this year. I really have been needing that space to talk through what's going on in my mind, and I'm hoping to get some new tools to cope with the recent stress I've been going through. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. And you can easily switch therapists at any time for no extra cost. Write your story with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. I'm sure it won't surprise anyone to hear that only about 8% of people stick with their New Year's resolutions. I know in the past I've made it the goal to meditate every day, work out 4 times a week, stop ordering takeout, but those have never seemed to last. What if there was a way to make a resolution automatic? While Acorns can't help with the gym, they can make saving and investing money automatic in just 5 short minutes. With everything else you have going on with your breakup, take saving money off your plate and start the year with Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. Financial stress has always been one of my biggest stress points, and it's a habit I've had a hard time sticking with. I love that Acorns can take that off my hands where I don't even have to think about it. Head to acorns.com/heartbreak or download the Acorns app today to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risks. Acorn Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/heartbreak. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes in addition to your breakup overwhelm? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And these hormone disruptors are on top of the natural hormone changes we go through. And even though it is a natural process, it doesn't mean it doesn't wreak havoc on us. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore. Thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal changes in women of all ages. I love that Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, and occasional bloating and gas. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today.
So I think that's a really important exercise to do too, because not only do you want to pick the things that you want to latch onto as yours going forward, but you also want to look at the things that you did not like. This will help with the objectivity of being able to see your ex, the objectivity of the relationship. So pick some things that you're leaving with this relationship and that feel good to you. And then the third thing here is, I think one of the biggest benefits, and it's come up a few times recently on interviews that I've done. I've specifically done a few interviews lately on just the power of being on your own, being able to enjoy life single. And the biggest thing that's come up is you have so much power being single of really being able to be fully in control of your schedule, of your hobbies, of the things that you want to do. You have the ability to be more spontaneous. And if someone asks you to do something last minute, like you do have a higher chance of being able to do that. So how do we embrace that superpower of being single? In my opinion, I very highly encourage people to make what I would call like a single bucket list, which is things that you've always wanted to try. And not only will this help you enjoy more being single, it will give you things to look forward to. And I'm not just saying make a list. Like, that's a good first step, but I want you to have for the next 6 months, and I talk about this in my course, have something on the calendar every month of something that feels, if not exciting and something to look forward to, something that's like interesting, something that's novel, something that is going to be a break in the routine. I would say for the most part, especially if you're someone that isn't fully comfortable being on your own yet, make sure you include some friends or family, or it's a great opportunity to recruit. Like, I remember I did this after a breakup where I was working. I'd always wanted to go bungee jumping. And so I asked a couple of my male coworkers, I was like, hey, I think I'm going to book bungee jumping. Do you guys want to go? And they were like, yeah, we would love to go. So we all went and did it together. And it was so fun. And it was a way that I made closer relationships at work. So pick some things that you've always wanted to do, certain class that you've wanted to try, bungee jumping, skydiving. It doesn't have to be super adrenaline kind of things, but maybe it's a new restaurant you've wanted to try. I know for me, like I'll go on TikTok and I see these amazing coffee shops or restaurants that are not super close to me, but they're within like a very reasonable driving distance. And it's always like, that'd be so cool to just like plan a trip there for the day and just drive out there and try this restaurant that looks so good. So start saving things that you see on Instagram, on TikTok, and add it, like have a list of links of your single bucket list of things that you want to try. And again, not only will this give you some things to look forward to, it's going to help you reacquaint yourself with you of the things that you like. Oh, I'm learning that I really like this. And even if you go do something and you're like, that was not fun, I did not enjoy that, that's great. That's more information about you. I think there's really no downsides to this. You're developing a better relationship with yourself. You're probably fostering new connections with your friends or the people that you already know that you're doing this with, or maybe you're doing things and you're meeting new people. And again, it's going to give you something to look forward to. So there are going to be those big things. Also, little things, like little things that you can do at home at night. For me right now, I'm so into the New York Times crosswords on their app. Every night, I'm so excited to lay down in bed and do it. And it's such a simple little thing. And my best friend just picked up needle pointing and she was just talking about how excited she is to do that at the end of the day. So have something like that where it's, or a show that you're really liking. Pick a show that has a ton of seasons that you can really binge your way through, or just make sure at least once a week, I would say once a month, have something big that you can look forward to. And then once a week, have like a special dinner that you're going to make or restaurant that you're going to get takeout from. Just make sure you're having these things because going through a breakup is very hard and it feels very lonely. And it's very easy to have the rug ripped out from underneath you and to feel like there's nothing good in your life. So that's why I talk about doing things like gratitude lists, reminding yourself that there are other good things in your life aside from the relationship that you were in. And I think what this topic is more so about is reminding yourself that there is so much more to life. There are so many more interesting things in life than who you're in a relationship with. And there are so many things. And if you're someone that's like, I'm just going to use the cliche example. I want to go to Paris, but I don't feel like I can go to Paris unless I'm in a relationship. I've always pictured going with the person that I'm going to be with forever. Throw that out. It doesn't have to happen. I went to Paris with my cousin after a breakup. It was such a great trip. It's like a trip that we talk about still all the time. So if you have these things in your head that like this has to happen only in a relationship, re-examine that. Why do you feel like that has to happen? Is it because it's just something you've always pictured? And I would really encourage you to tackle some of, like, plan and tackle some of those things that you feel like are only reserved for relationships and do it now. I promise you, it will make you feel so much stronger. It will make the relationship feel less important that you're getting over, and it will be very empowering, self-esteem building, all of the good things. So I hope that, you know, in the next couple days after listening to this episode, this is a great time to do at the beginning of the year, tackle some of the lists that I just talked about. Write down some things you want to do. Get some actual plans on the calendar with other people. And I promise it will start changing your perspective on the year and of just life moving forward in general. So hopefully this gives you some actual tangible things that you can walk away with. Send me a DM of some of the things that you have planned and I'll host kind of Q&A on my Instagram and maybe I'll ask people for different ideas of things that they have on their single bucket list. So that way we can kind of group think this and get some ideas. So I will see you guys back here again next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.